Welcome to the EDUCAUSE podcast.
This is Jerry Bain. I'm here with Kevin Abbott, project lead for 3D and interactive media for Western Michigan University. Thanks a lot for joining us today, Kevin.
Great to be here.
Well, you helped develop a game called Broncoland and Broncoland Tour, designed to enhance recruiting and student success at Western Michigan U. Can you tell us a little bit about the impetus for the Broncoland video game and how the project developed?
Sure. Well, you know, maybe the first time in university history, but it actually came out of a committee, believe it or not. A really excellent committee. We've all sat on not excellent ones. I had a couple years earlier started to think about the idea of an online resource for helping students prepare, because in Kalamazoo we have an amazing program called the Kalamazoo Promise. So this was set up by local anonymous donors. Any student who graduates from a public high school in Kalamazoo gets free tuition to any public university in the state of Michigan.
Wow.
It's incredible. So, of course, since it's in Kalamazoo, a lot of the students have ended up coming to Western. And not long before I sat on this committee, the first attrition numbers for that group of students came out. And as you can imagine, they weren't very good. We had a lot of students who had never prepared to go to college, and their families hadn't been prepared for them to go to college. And so I can remember going to college, and I was fairly well prepared, but nobody told me anything. Right. I think most people, certainly of my generation, you just sort of showed up. You got given a class schedule, and off you went.
Yeah.
And you just sort of sank, you swam. So I started to think at that time about the idea of, could we put it online? And in this subcommittee I was in, I kind of flippantly said, we should just take all that information and put it into a game and put it online. And then one thing led to another, and I said, you know, I just had a talk with a so-and-so about this, and before I knew it, there was real interest in actually trying to do it. And I was surprised. We had never done anything like that at our university.
Cool.
So that's how that sort of came about. Also for us, in terms of timing, that was good, was that just previous to that, I had been the principal investigator on a collaborative grant with people in the dance and the theater departments. Mm-hmm. A lot of my work in the past has been sort of 3D and animation work in and around live performance and the arts. So we had acquired some really nice equipment in the course of that grant, and had kind of moved it into one of our old TV studios that belonged to IT. And I had several students who had been in classes of mine. I usually teach a class a semester on either 3D or game design, and because we don't have a program, we don't have a major or a degree in that area, and they really wanted to work on stuff.
So once it started to get off the ground, what were some of the biggest challenges you ran into in designing and completing the game?
Two things that were the biggest challenges. Number one is that we made a decision fairly early on that we wanted to build a 3D version of our campus. And that was a lot. And I have second-guessed that decision for a couple of years now. It was what we knew how to do. We were really a lot better in terms of skills at 3D. We really thought it would give us a lot of longevity. It would be useful on multiple types of deliverables that we could make. But it definitely was a big chunk to bite off. We have over 50 buildings.
So yeah, going through every building, every square plot of land.
Yeah, and you know, and we're not in Iowa. It is not flat where we are. Not that all of Iowa is flat. But it's a very hilly campus, a lot of multi-story buildings.
Yeah.
So it was a real challenge. Now, we learned a lot in the process, and I'm real happy with what we ultimately ended up with. But the sheer volume of the work, plus not only buildings, but all the roads, all the sidewalks, all the terrain, trees. Now, we didn't copy every single thing down to it, but even just getting enough done to make it feel like it was our campus was really a lot of work. The other challenge I wanted to talk about from a design perspective was really the idea of, you know, college life is really not like any video game that's out. And part of it's because there's sort of a combination of linear events that you have to do. So you go to class. Classes take place at a particular time, particular days. You need to go do those classes. Mm-hmm. Events take place, particular places, particular times. But then there's this whole sort of open world aspect of being in college where you're free to do whatever you want. You want to go play Xbox? Absolutely. You want to study? Sure. You want to go to the theater? Right? So we had to create a game that embodied both that sort of linear portion of it where you really had to do things you had to do at particular times, and then also give them enough freedom to explore the campus, but also to fail, to not do their homework.
Right.
So you cannot do any of it.
So it's very open world, kind of GTA kind of feel.
Yeah, so, and time management ends up being probably the biggest single sort of game mechanic that we have, is that over the course of the week you have events that pop up on your screen, and they all have a timer, and if you don't get there before the timer runs out, you've missed it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not a class, it's not a big deal. If you don't go to the theater or you don't go work out for aerobics, no big deal. But if you miss a class, Well, if there was homework at that class, you don't get that homework unless you go visit the professor afterwards. If you did get homework, there's a certain week that it's due, and if you don't show up at class the week that it's due, then you don't get to turn it in, and you get a zero. You can complete some or all of the homework. You can study for it. So it's very much a sim in a lot of ways in terms of that core mechanic. And we wrestle a lot with the idea of how light should it be? How silly should it be? How gamey? And ultimately, over time, and my whole rest of my team were students, we drifted more and more towards something that was closer to a sim because we felt that that was really going to teach the students the best. Even though it might be a little less flat-out fun than a game that was designed that way, we really felt strongly about leaning more towards getting the point across. And then we try to make it challenging. I mean, if you play on the hardest level where you're taking five classes for the semester, it's hard. It's really hard to get to all those and all your homework and all the things that you want to do.
Right, right.
But that ended up meshing together fairly well. That was a challenge for us. We had to try to make a game that was the right length. Our game plays in about 2 hours total, so it's a 10-week semester. We considered whether or not every time you did something, there should be a little game involved in it. When you go to class, should you have a little game? When you go to a football game? And we've actually have rough designs for many little games that you could play.
Right.
And ultimately, we realized that if we had an activity for every single thing that you did, the game would take like 20 hours for you to complete with all these little activities. And that those little activities probably really wouldn't add to the learning that they were going to do through the game. Mm-hmm. So it's almost more like a game if you think of like a Command and Conquer, where you're building resources. I'm building a building, and now it's making troops for me, and I'm. In those games, you don't really build a building.
Right.
You click, and you click a menu item that says build a building,
right.
And then resources get applied to it. So the actions in there are not the actual actions, different from, say, a first-person shooter,
right.
Where it's much more like...
It's not a real-time
sort of
thing.
So the actions that you do are simplistic, but we're trying to create a sort of an overall fabric of what is this experience like, and what happens if you don't do the things that you're supposed to do. Friends are a big part of the game. What was the thing that we learned about is we had one of the other design challenges was trying to get this overarching experience of the mechanics of the way it works, but also trying to address specific pieces of information that students need to know. You know, there's a certain number of students, they're going to do fine. And there's a certain number of students who aren't. And there's some students in the middle for whom it could end up being one or two little things that tips the balance of whether or not they succeed or fail or stay or go. You know, you could get a parking ticket and then you can't register for classes the next semester. Right? If you didn't know that and you went back to register, and maybe you're a student who was on the cusp of staying, you went to register and then you get this message, your reaction might be, well, forget that.
Right.
They're just being obstructionists. And so we wanted to give them information. What do you do when you get the flu, when you get sick? Where do you go if you have an issue with alcohol? What happens if you have an issue with your roommate? And we have these sort of little knowledge centers around campus, and you can go talk to, we call them knowledge reps. So you can go talk to somebody at our health center and get information. But most information dispersal is through your friends. And your friends have problems, and then you solve their problems for them. So a friend will send you a message and say, I need to talk to you. You go up and you talk to them, and they say, God, really, flu seems to be going around my building. What should I do?
Okay.
And then you don't know. So some of your other friends will know things. So then you find out which of your friends know that. We have kind of a color coding system. And you go, oh, Steve knows that. Walk over to Steve and talk to him and ask him a question. And he'll say, oh, well, you need to go to the health center. And then you gain a piece of knowledge. And then you go back to your previous friend and you give them that knowledge.
Right.
So there's like 35 pieces of knowledge that you collect throughout the game as well. So there's actually a lot of content, a lot of data.
That's exciting. I mean, I didn't realize there was so much to the game.
That's why it took us so long to finish.
How long did it take you to do this?
You know, we're two and a half years, really. We started and we got a few months into it and we realized that we had about 10 months until our next orientation, and our provost really wanted a product out for it for that. We knew we weren't going to get the game done. So the first thing we built was the Broncoland Tour. So we realized that we needed to build the 3D campus anyways. We decided to build something that would be easier from a content point of view. So the tour is about a 20-minute experience. You get toured around campus by our mascot, Buster Bronco, who's driving you around campus in a smart cart called Goldie, who's like an intelligent golf cart. And they have banter and talk to each other. And you can either be toured, where you just sit back and watch. So if you're a parent and you don't want to play video games, you can just sit and it will tour you through 15 what we call golden horseshoes on campus. Our student center, our rec center, our field house, our res halls, our library, our arts plaza. Mm-hmm. So it takes you through the main points of campus, sure, and our external campuses.
What advice would you have to other institutions that are interested in creating a similar type of project?
I would say make sure that you have key staff for the major positions in the project. For me, I loved it, but it was a few too many hats at times. Mm-hmm. So I think having more full-time staffers on my team who were regularly committed would have been great. I was principal game designer. I was the project director. I ended up being the lead programmer because my really good student graduated. And mm-hmm. in a way, for my taste, too many decisions on one person, even though it was me, I don't think that's the best. And I had good students who helped keep me on track with decision making. Having a staff programmer who's not necessarily doing all the programming but is in charge of it, a lead designer, mm-hmm. For the design of the game, and a lead sort of visual artist or art director. And again, mm-hmm. those don't have to be certainly full-time positions,
right,
but being able to deal with the different students in those groups, and then also being able to sort of work together on a shared vision. I've had a number of meetings. We do have a task group made up of some faculty and staff who provide oversight to it, but I still have felt through the process that it was a little bit too much of
one person's vision. On your team.
I do agree, and I think it would go better. If you have a large campus, think twice, think three times about doing 3D. It's great, but it's a lot of work to it. I think if I had it to do over again, ultimately we struggled so much with the design of the game, we had to go back. We went back and we designed it as a card game. We made a card game, which actually we'd really love to finish because it's fun, to help us figure out the mechanics of how all these pieces should work together. And then we took that and made it digital.
Right, because if you look at the basic design of a game, I would imagine it's if this, then this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can really just have cards that point in different directions. Right?
All games have the same basic components, whether it's a first-person shooter or a card game. And so for us, we had a hard time because, as I mentioned before, some of the interactions were complex and the design choices. So the card game helped us get it in control. We kind of jumped the gun a little bit. We got started on the 3D campus right away, and I think we had a little bit of the tail wagging the dog. If I were to go back and do it again, I'd start with a paper prototype on paper because it's so much faster. Then I would probably move into maybe a rough 2D prototype of it, and then from there make a decision. Do we think that staying 2D gets us what we want?
So you were looking at the end product and designing backwards instead of like kind of slowly.
Yeah, we kind of early in the front, we were like, we want a 3D campus. We want it. We want it. We're going to do it.
Right.
And that consumed a lot of resources, certainly up front on that. So I think, having two or three key staff members who it's their project and they're responsible for it, being able to share the load, being able to get just different vision from different directions, I think would really be useful. And then another key thing is make sure students are involved.
Sure.
Absolutely. There are design decisions that I made that were wrong because of my perspective. GPA calculations. When I teach, I kind of calculate up.
Right.
Students are like, no. So in our game, you started with a 0.00 GPA, and as you got at homework, then your GPA would kind of climb up. And they're like, no. We count backwards. We calculate what's the best we can still get. And that's how we make our decisions about how much study time or how much. So we totally flipped that on its back. And so now it starts with a 4.0 and it decreases over the course of the game. So, I think that, you're making a game for students. If you don't have students on the team, I think asking for it. And I think it just makes it more fun. It really makes sure that you're keeping stuff on track.
Have you heard any reception from it? Have you heard any reviews or any?
No, we haven't fully released the game yet.
Okay.
I'm literally trying to get the right people in a room together to decide. It's really a matter of, are we releasing it fully to the public, which is what I expect it will do, or are we going to keep it, say, behind a login for our next troop of orientation students, perhaps for an assessment opportunity in that.
I think that's about it.
Okay.
Thanks so much for your time.
Excellent. Thank you.
Appreciate it.